this weekend, I'm trying to help Crystal. I'm sending her out for a digital detox to Solar Springs and Bundanoon, and you can send some of your friends along as well. You can dob them in if you think they're addicted to using their phone at 949powerfm.com.au.
How is this helping me? Taking my phone away from me for 2 days? It's like I have an addiction or something.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Well, okay, you've been saying you don't for some time now, and I thought rather than me just repeatedly saying you do, why don't we get in an expert. Very excited to have joining us our clinical psychologist, Dr. Brendan Maher. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brendan, there's no such thing as a phone addiction, is there?
Well, there is. Whether we should call it an addiction, though, is still up for debate.
Thank you.
Maybe a better way to describe it is problematic mobile phone use. So us psychologists look at whether people's phone use is causing problems in their life.
That does not sound any better at all, can I just say, Brendan? That still sounds terrible.
That sounds accurate, Brendan. Crystal is quite problematic. Brendan, when it comes to using problematic mobile phone use, if it is sort of a thing, what are the effects? Like, how bad can this get?
Well, it can cause a lot of different problems. One of the big problems for me, though, is the consequences on relationships. So family members not communicating well with each other because they're distracted by their phones. So the quality of interaction that we have is not as good as what it was in the past.
Sam, you and I have very quality interactions.
That's what I was going to say, Brendan. Look, if you say family, maybe friends, what if it's, say, your co-host who you spend 5 hours a day with in a room and it's just you two? You'd need that person to be good at communicating, wouldn't you?
You would. And Sam, it sounds like you think she has some problems with relationships as a result of the
Excuse me.
I love it, Brendan. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I lined you up for a chat. Look, here's the question then, because I am sending her on a digital detox and she's saying she doesn't need to do it. What sort of stuff should we do about problematic phone usage or, you know, phone addiction?
Well, work towards moderation is a good start. So for the majority of us to just try and be aware of our use. Is the mobile phone affecting our relationships with our kids or with our partners? Another big one is, would the boss be okay to know if you were spending as much time as you were on the phone?
Hang on, guys. I'm just Snapchatting at the moment. Can we put this call on hold for
a second? Don't pay attention to that, Brendan. That is actually valid advice. So actually analysing what you're doing. Would maybe, for some people who don't realise they have an addiction, sending them on a detox and just to realise how much they are struggling without the phone, would that be a great maybe first step even to help them realise?
It sounds like that would be the case on a radio program. Create lots of fun.
Yeah, see, I'm a bit worried, Brendan, because if I have got a, you know, addiction or problematic disorder or whatever, am I going to go into meltdown, like not having my phone for that amount of time when I'm used to having it every second?
Maybe. And that's why I'm suggesting moderation might be the way to go.
Thank you, Sam.
Just trying to put a few boundaries.
Just made me go cold turkey so I lose my mind completely.
I'll have an emergency phone in glass case so we can smash it open in case things get too extreme. Brendan, it does sound like it's a pretty serious thing, though. I am going to take this seriously. I'm not going to, you know, try and risk Crystal too much with this, but appreciate you taking the time to explain it all to us.
No worries. Not a problem. Thank you for having me.